She lay all naked in her bed, and I myself lay by. No veil, but curtains about her spread, no covering, but I. Her head upon her shoulders seeks to hang in careless wise, and full of blushes was her cheeks, and of wishes were her eyes. Her blood still fresh into her face, as on a message came, to say that in another place it meant another game. Her cherry lip moist, plump and fair, millions of kisses crown, which ripe and uncropped dangled there and weigh the branches down. Her breasts that welled so plump and high bred pleasant pain in me. For all the world I do defy the like felicity. Her thighs and belly soft and fair to me were only shown. To have seen such meat and not to have eat would have angered any stone. Her knees lay upward, gently bent, and all lay hollow under, as if on easy terms they meant to fall unforced asunder. Just so the Cyprian queen did lie, expecting in her bower, when too long stay had kept the boy beyond his promised hour. "Dull clown," quoth she, "why dost delay such proffered bliss to take? Canst thou find out no other way similitudes to make?" Mad with delight, I thundering throw my arms about her. But pox upon it, 'twas but a dream, and so I lay without her.